Let's begin the reading of the gospel in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. If you have a Bible, you can read it with me. If not, just we're going to read it for you. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27 says, As it is appointed unto man, once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So we're going to be reading only these two verses, but let's read them again. As it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Well, first of all, thank you for coming this morning, evening, to hear the gospel. It is a message that is for you. It's a message for salvation. And it's a message that is really, really important to your soul. We were reading here on Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 of death, that it is appointed unto man once to die. So why does the Bible talk so much about death? Well, because death, as we were hearing in the morning, sin came into the world, and death come with it. So now you and I are left here with death all around us. We were hearing about the accident. Now, the funny thing, or the thing about death, is that it comes when you less expect it. It doesn't say, hey, I'm going to come next week. You don't feel when you're going to die. You don't know when you're going to die or how you are going to die. Last time I was preaching here, I was standing here, my cousin in Mexico was dying at the same time as I was talking here. He passed away. So when you have death so close to you, is when you are reminded of it. Like last week, I was getting out of work like around 6:30. So I was driving home. Before I get in the car, I send my wife a text, hey, I'm going home. And I do that pretty much every day. So she's like, okay, take care. Yes, I will. So I was driving down the freeway, the 22, and I was going like 65, 70 miles per hour. So I was on the first lane. On my right was the exit lane, and on my left was another lane, then the carpool lane. So I was going normally, just driving straight. And as I was about to pass the exit, a lady was on my left side, and she had to take the exit on my right. So she probably went like this. She saw, oh, that's my exit. I'm about to pass it. Well, there's a car in my way. No problem. So she cut me off like this just to get on the exit. And it was just a reflex that I had, that I step on the brake and turn the wheel real quick. Thankfully, there was no car on my right side or behind me, else another story would have been. Somebody else would have to be preaching here because I would no longer be here. It was a close call, and I felt like lightheaded right away because I was driving just like that, and then I saw the car cutting me off like this. It was, I can say, there were inches that she was about to hit me. And imagine going 70 miles per hour on a freeway hitting you on the front side. I would flipped over, and who knows? It would have been a different story. And minutes before that, I was telling my wife, hey, I'm going home. Like, that's some crazy stuff, you know? She was probably making the lunch or dinner, whatever, and I wouldn't make it to my house because of that lady. And I wasn't expecting that. So death comes like this. And we read, as it is appointed unto man once to die. We all are gonna die. But what happens after that? What happens after you die? You are right here, right now. And that's not a coincidence. God brought you here to hear the gospel. And I'm trying to make it as simple as it is, because you don't have to be you don't have to graduate from a university theology or something to know what the Bible says. And I'm just a guy who is letting you know what's on the Bible, who's preaching what's on the Bible, not because I have a suit or a tie, or I dress like nice for the meeting. It doesn't mean that I am superior to yours, that I know everything. It's just a simple message, but yet very, very important. Why? Because when death comes, you are no longer gonna have the opportunity to accept Christ as your Savior. So what happens after you die? When I was a child, my grandma used to tell me that when you die, you go to the presence of God, and there's a balance. And God's gonna put your good works on one side and your sins on the other side. And according to that, you're gonna go either to heaven or to hell. But the Bible tells us something different. And if you go to Romans, we can read that the wages of sin is death. So it doesn't matter if you sinned a lot or if you have more good deeds than bad works. You still sin, so that deserves death. Let's pretend that you committed a crime, that you are going to court and you're before the judge. Let's say that you killed a person. So what you deserve is jail. But you stand before the judge and you say, "Hey, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that." The judge is going to say, "Yeah, you should be sorry, because what you did wasn't right." But just because you feel sorry doesn't mean that you're going to be out. You have to pay for what you did. Or like the other example I was telling you about, you come to the judge and say, "Yeah, I killed a man, but I did more good works." The judge is not going to say, "Hey, oh, okay, you just killed one man, but you did more good works, so you can go home." No. Same thing with us. We read that after death is the judgment. And who's going to be the judge? That's going to be God. Can you imagine for a second standing in the presence of God and He being the judge? What would you say to Him? "I did more good works than bad things in the world, so I have to go to heaven." No. You will have to pay the price of your sins, which the Bible tells us is death. So that's why we talk so much about death in this life. So then, if I'm guilty of my sins, what am I going to do when the judgment comes? I mean. So that's why the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago for you. You can come to this judge and say, "Yeah, I sin. I'm a sinner. But somebody on that cross paid for my sins. And He shed His life for me. He gave His blood for me, so you could be saved, because He already paid what you had to pay, what I had to pay. And if it wasn't because of Him, we all were going to hell. So it's up to you. If you have the salvation in your life right now, if you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, Because when death comes, you are no longer going to have the opportunity to be saved. I was watching a video the other time where this guy, it was kind of a speech or something, and he's like, when you die, you're not going to take anything to the other life. All this the gold that you can have here, all the material things that you can have here, you're not going to take that to heaven. You're not going to take that to the other life. You're not going to take your relatives. Nothing. All of that stays here. So you should enjoy your life as much as you can. You should live the moment. And I mean, there's some truth to it, but even though we are not taking anything from here, what you do here have consequences on the other life for eternity. If you receive the Lord as your Savior, that is going to affect your soul on eternity. It's here two places to be, either hell or heaven. And if I ask you right now, if you have that moment in your life when you look to God and say, I'm a sinner, without you I'm going to hell. If I ask you if you have a moment, a personal moment with God, do you have it? Are you saved? Do you have that assurance that when you die, you're going to heaven? Because if you don't, that means you're going to hell. And I don't say that. The Bible says it. Death can come at any time. I bet you have plans for tomorrow, but you never know if you're going to make it. Just like those guys who had the accident on the 5 freeway. I bet they have plans for today, but they didn't make it. So they are facing the consequences right now. So what if it was you? What if it was you who had to die yesterday? Where would you be right now? That is the importance of the message of salvation. That's why we preach it. We read on verse 28 that unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So it's not only death, but Christ is going to come someday. And I'm going to say someday because it could be today. He's going to come in a moment. So if you are expecting him, if you are saved, you are going to be with him in heaven. If not, you're going to be left behind. You're going to say, why? Isn't he a love, a God of love? How could he send somebody to hell? Well, that's because he's holy and he can't accept sin in heaven. And he being a God of love, he sent his son to the cross to pay for your sins and for my sins. So that way you could be redeemed by Christ if you trust in him as your Savior. There is a way. God is the only way. There is no other person who can give you salvation on this planet. There is no other saint that can give you salvation on this planet. We read in the Bible that there is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're looking salvation in a man or a saint or a name or a religion, you're not going to find that in the Bible, because the only way to heaven is through Christ. And again, you cannot lie to yourself. Do you know where you're going? If it was you, the one dying today, do you know where you're going? That is the importance, again, of this message. Because your whole eternity depends on it. Your choice, the choice that you make today, is going to affect your future. And I'm going to say your future, your eternity. There's no coming back from that. So I just hope that you keep that in your mind. And I hope that it's not going to be too late when death comes to your door. Could be today, it could be tomorrow. You never know. God did everything for you. It wasn't a small price that he had to pay. It wasn't anything compared to what we know here as valuable. It wasn't money, it wasn't properties. It was the life of his very son, was his only begotten son. He shed his life in the cross of Calvary for you. So if you're thinking, that's not enough for me, you're turning your back on the Son of the Son of God. What are you going to say when you face the judgment? When you're standing in the presence of God all by yourself? What are you going to say? Oh, my friends were more important at that time for me. My life was more important at that time for me. I didn't have time for the gospel. I didn't have time for God. What are you going to say? Just picture yourself in that situation. There's not going to be any excuse that can let you out of that situation. The message is right here. You can read it again at your house. And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this judgment. Death and judgment. Keep those words in mind. You never know when you're going to die. But you know that you're going to die. And you know that there's going to be a judgment. Keep those words in mind. And that is the simplicity of the gospel. Christ died for you so you could be redeemed. Christ died for you so you won't go to hell. Christ died for you so you can say at the judgment, I am redeemed because he paid for me. He paid for my sins. If you were to court and you say, yes, I killed that man, I sinned. But even though I have to pay the price for that, somebody else paid it for me. The judge would look at the paper and say, the paper is going to say paid. Somebody else paid for you. We all have sinned. We all deserve to go to hell. Thank the Lord that the Lord Jesus Christ paid for my sins. I don't deserve it. And you don't deserve it because we are sinners. Most of the time we don't even think about God because we are so busy in our lives and what I like that we don't really pay attention to God. And even though he came here and he gave his life for you, so it's a major thing. If you go all of this life without looking and stopping and say, hey, I'm on my way to hell, but Christ died for me. Don't let that moment pass you because you never know when your last chance is going to be. I'm not going to tell you how to be saved. I'm not going to tell you, hey, repeat this sentence, raise your hand, come to the front. I'm not going to tell you any of that because I am nobody to tell you. I am nobody to save you. If I tell you what to do, I'm not going to be the one saving you. But just know that God is an almighty God, and he can hear your thoughts. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're writing on your notebook. He knows everything. If you're thinking something else right now, instead of thinking of the message or what the Bible says, he knows it. So all you have to do is have a personal moment with him. On your own words, just repent from your sins. Know that you are not going nowhere by yourself. and just tell him that you accept the sacrifice that the Lord did on the cross for you. Recognize that he gave his life for you, and accept that payment. Make that payment yours so you could be redeemed. Just that. As simple as that. You know why it is that simple? Because it wasn't simple for him. It is simple for us just to trust in him and accepting as our Savior, but it wasn't simple for him because he had to come from heaven to this earth. He lived over 30 years on this planet and give his life for you, receive the punishment for your and for my sins. It wasn't simple for him. It wasn't a small price for him. But it is simple for us because he did everything already. It's only yours. It's only your choice to take it or to leave it. But just know that there's going to be a judgment and you're going to face the consequences of what you choose in this life. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank thee once again for the loving Savior that came into this world to give his life for us, that he was able to give everything he had and come into this world and die on a cross. We want to ask you, Father, for those who have not received the Lord as their Savior, that thou make them realize the danger that they are living in. We pray, Father, for those. You know who they are. We want to thank thee again for the fellowship that we've had this morning. We want to thank thee for letting us be here today. We just ask thee, Lord, for thy blessing for the rest of the day, that thou shalt take us back home. We pray all of these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.